Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting it done. Also to our bulk mail center haulers. That would be Felix and the gang hauling from the U.S. Postal Service bulk mail centers to the post offices and getting the mail there so that they can deliver to your dooryard today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel, which I've got tremendous news on gas and diesel, and I'm going to ask Kyle if he even knows the answer to this, because nobody's saying what's going on right now, and it's good news, but I'll get to that in a minute. So there you go with that one. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, folks, at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the place to go on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social now as Captain's America. Truth Social as Captain's America. That's, of course, President Trump's website, our social site. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we're also on the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the great things we have to offer, and you just might see something you like. You just never know in this big world in which we live. All righty. Well, joining us right now from California, we've got the one, the only, the invincible professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Welcome to everybody. Hello.
I was going to tag you as Zorro and give you a sword and a cape. It's El Professor Oreo. All righty. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Okay, there they go. By the way, it is very warm, not humid, but warm tonight in Tampa. It's, where's my temperature gauge here? It is 80 degrees still right here, right now, at this time of the morning.
Wow. Well, we are exactly 20 degrees colder than Tampa. We're at 60 degrees right now.
Better than Richard. He's at 54, but he said it's clear and it's been a nice day, no rain, but still 54 degrees along the water where we're at there. That's a little breezy.
Yep, it will be. Absolutely.
All right, let's give the pledge. Are you ready to do the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we've got a lot of stuff still going on here. By the way, anybody won the Pennsylvania primary yet?
No. Side? No, as a matter of fact, they still have that very close race going on right now. We understand that the Secretary of State there in Pennsylvania will have to call for an official recount. They have until May 26, by the way, if the margin continues to be 0.5%, but they still have some absentee. Also, they have some overseas military ballots and also mail-in ballots that have yet to be tabulated.
Well, I understand. I'm looking at my tally sheet here. Dr. Oz is currently leading with 1,241 votes over McCormick. But there is a military overseas vote coming in. McCormick is a military guy, so I'm going to guess he would probably get most of those votes.
Yeah, very, very possible. Very possible. But this race, of course, is certainly a nail biter. The initial polls showed how close it was going into election night, and certainly it's held true. So we've still got a ways to go, it seems.
Now, the other thing is Christine Drazan won the Oregon GOP gubernatorial nomination. And down in Georgia, we got a little bit of interesting things going on there. Right now in Georgia, Kyle, Governor Kemp, the incumbent governor, leads Purdue, his challenger, by 32 points.
Well, that's quite a lead, no doubt.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, exactly.
I don't see him overcoming that either.
Well, that kind of a spread, it would be it's an uphill climb. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it tells me that the people in Georgia just aren't impressed with Mr. Purdue.
That's right, yes.
So there you go. That's a shame on his part anyway. But I guess he'll be an ambassador. I think that's where he came from anyway. It was after he sold the chicken because he was from the Purdue chicken outfit. I think he was an ambassador somewhere for one of the countries. I don't remember which one, but anyway.
Right. It escapes me at the moment, but I think you're right, yes.
And then one final little thing about the voting numbers out there. Internal Democratic generic polls in 8 of the battleground states show the Democrats losing in those 8 battleground states by double digits.
And this is terrifying the Democrat Party elite. This is why they're looking for anything else to talk about other than their record and what's happened since Joe Biden took office. They want to divert to anything else under the sun.
Yes, they do. And, of course, something yesterday that Biden did that may or may not have anything to do with anything, which we'll talk about it when we come back from the break, but he's invoked the Defense Production Act when it comes to the baby formula. So hold
that's
that
right.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you're at. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. We are going to take it right away and remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow.com is his website. And as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers, reintroducing them as the case may be. And for a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. $90. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you need to order now. Now, Mike has taken over 2 years to redevelop these slippers. The My Slippers were designed to wear indoors or out all day long. They're made with the MyPillow foam and the Impact Gel to help prevent fatigue so that you can walk with them outside. Plus, he's got the sandals, too. Same thing. Now, they're made with quality leather suede, and they're really, really very well made. And I got a pair, one pair, but the ones that I got were the regular slippers, and I said, well, what the hell? So I went and ordered another pair, and I'm waiting on them to come now. Now, all you got to do is call 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Place your order. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what you need to get the discounted price and save $90. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square that's right there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN off that webpage. And this offer, folks, isn't going to last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Remember, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Did you say you were ordering another pair of slippers like I did?
Well, actually, we're going to be ordering the towels because we love the towels.
Yeah, well, that's you can get those, buy one, get one still.
That's right. Yeah, and they really are worth it. They are the best towels we've ever had.
Well, here we go. The very dysfunctional Department of Homeland Security Democrat Disinformation Committee and their chairwoman has been dissolved, at least temporarily. I don't know exactly what happened or why they're doing it, but it was very unpopular. I can say that with a definite amount of confidence. And the Biden administration decided to get rid of her, and they said, well, we've offered her a position in another department. But she says, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, we understand that she's resigned, and people might remember her song.
Yeah,
Mary Poppins song.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. I want to hear it.
Of it.
Yeah,
here she is.
It's how you hide a little hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little hide a little lie. When Rudy Giuliani said.
Yeah, now, of course, she did this a while back, but this all surfaced right when she got appointed to this. It was all just so bizarre, don't you think, Captain? I mean, this was, you know, and this from both sides of the aisle, and I think across America, people thought this is just bizarre stuff.
She's nuts.
Well, she comes off as being very weird with this whole thing, and honestly, you know, what I think people were sort of what affected them was that she came off not as someone who was looking out for them, but some kind of true believer about whatever political information she just doesn't like, you know, and so this was going to be a way of sanitizing things that people so that people couldn't hear about different ideas or somebody's opinion or somebody's point of view, and which it was hidden behind, I think, this notion that they were going to save you from disinformation, and nobody bought that. So it's great, Captain, that somehow, because of this, almost trying to foist disinformation on the American people turn around and said, we don't buy any of this.
Well, as I said, she's nuts. I mean, who goes around doing that?
That's a good question. You know, I just, again, I think it's kind of this idea of a true believer who's just sort of checked out and they've got this ideology. That's it. Don't confuse me with the facts.
Speaking of nuts, Joy Behar's at it again. She called Tucker Carlson almost irrelevant, citing his audience numbers. Now, I don't know what she's talking about when she says audience numbers. Is she talking about people sitting in the audience? Because he's got millions of people that watch him. He's one of the most popular television shows on TV, and The View couldn't even hold a freaking pencil to Tucker Carlson with the audience he's got, because she made it sound like as if they were so very popular and they were so good and they had all these people and all that. No, they don't. So Tucker took a slap back at her intentionally, and he said, well, good luck if you can find any of your listeners.
Right.
Viewers.
Well, I think what Joy Behar was talking about, she basically says in a country of 326 million people, she says Tucker Carlson has about 3 million, what she called listeners, which I suppose really are viewers watching him on television. But, Captain, when you do a comparison, according to the Washington Times, they did a comparison and found that The View seems to average about 2.214 million viewers per day. So, really, in the strict sense, Joy Behar has less viewers than Tucker Carlson, and if Tucker Carlson is irrelevant, then Joy Behar must be that much more irrelevant. So it's just a way of her trying to attack, trying to make it look like some small amount of people are watching, but actually Tucker Carlson's numbers are pretty darn good.
And he has
they're actually pretty darn great.
And he has more than 2 or 3 million viewers. I know he does.
Well, and then also, of course, Tucker Carlson has, I think, upwards of millions of people following him on Twitter.
Yep.
Joy Behar maybe.
Unlike
has about
the Joe Biden debacle.
Well, that's right. They're not bots, and Tucker has like 5 million Twitter followers. So
yeah.
To say that his reach exceeds Joy Behar's is an understatement.
Yeah, and folks, the next time you hear Joe Biden bragging about having all these followers on Twitter. Half of the people that followed him on Twitter are now bots. They're not even people. And that means that he doesn't have but half the people that it says that he has for friends on there or followers or whatever, however they word it. Now, what I'm thinking is, I wonder if those bots could vote.
Well, hopefully those bots could vote. They'll change their little robot minds about Joe Biden. But yeah, the whole thing around the Twitter acquisition now by Elon Musk has to do with he's trying to get Twitter to prove to him and show him that these followers are not bots, as he's finding out. And that's what's holding up this sale. And who knows, maybe he'll get a better deal on Twitter in the end because of this inflated notion of how many users there might really be.
Well, we'll see. Now, with 5 months of the fiscal year yet to go, the number of migrants encountered at the Southwest, down on the border, from countries other than Mexico, is beginning to astound us. Now, I've got the Northern Triangle and the largest contingents that are coming in to the Northern Triangle. And a lot of people might sit there and go, yeah, they're Mexicans. Well, no, they're not. Listen to this, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
The number one group is Cubans, and they're up by 939% since the first of the year.
Interesting. Very interesting.
The number two group are Nicaraguans, and they're up by 308% since the first of the year. And then wait till you hear this one. Hold on to something. The number three group are Colombians, 4,837% more than the way they started at the beginning of the year.
Again, incredible increases. But I guess, Captain, we can derive from all of this that literally no one is listening to Kamala Harris when she said, don't come to the United States.
Well, even Mayorkas said that we're not encouraging them to come in, that we're turning them back. Does that sound like anybody's being turned back?
No, I think that's just stuff they say to the press.
Yeah, well, we know that it's not true. By the way, a 21-year-old Russian soldier pled guilty to killing a 62-year-old unnamed cyclist in the first war crimes trial in Ukraine since Moscow invaded Ukraine. I don't know what's going to happen, but if they do convict him, and it looks like they will, he will wind up spending life in prison.
Exactly right. I think a lot of people would think have a firing squad or something like that.
It's not treason. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if it was treason, it would be.
Mm-hmm. Well, but of course, just this very notion of attacking unarmed civilians, especially an older person riding on a bicycle, you know, it can't be justified that this is somehow a part of the war fighting event. Obviously. And, of course, the war in and itself is a terrible thing, and they shouldn't have done it in the first place.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. Pennsylvania's hotly contested U.S. Senate Republican primary race between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick could be decided by a significant number of unscanned Lancaster County mail-in ballots. Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned due to a printing error. Meanwhile, that race could be headed toward a recount. New Department of Homeland Security data shows migrant encounters at the southern border hit a record high in April. Journalist Bill Malugan reports border agents encountered more than 234,000 migrants. The record-setting month comes as President Joe Biden looks to end Title 42. Title 42 is a Trump-era policy allowing Border Patrol to turn away migrants at the border due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, and while you're locking it in, you might want to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you about our next sponsor who's bringing us this next segment, and that's Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've taken for well over 7 years now, and I take it because it works. And, of course, anybody who's listened to this program for a while knows the problems that I have and why I'm taking Relief Factor. Now, that being said, it definitely helps my body reduce the inflammation, the pain, and the swelling that I have with the problems that I have with my my legs and my ankles. And now it's both legs that are bothering me, not just one. But the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. And I love that part about it because it does just that. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill that's good for you. How about that? And it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me to tell you about this. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. You'll see the 1995 3-week quick start. Try that. And it's just exactly what it is, $20, $19.95, to get you started with a 3-week quick start, and away you go. After that, it'll automatically start to ship with a larger pack, you'll get it for a little bit more money based on the difference of the size of the pack, the 3-week quick start versus a month's supply. So,
ReliefFactor.com/Captain. After all you have to lose is...
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. There's nothing worse than pain when you can't get rid of it, and it just aches and aches and aches. Arthritis is something really bad, too. I've got some of that, too, and that's all part of what the problem is. But anyway, it is what it is. Biden's got a new press secretary, right?
That's right.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
That's right.
Now, I don't know, you know, you could take that name and think it would be a guy, right?
Well, it's possible. Yeah, it's who knows. Yeah, I think it's Karina Jean-Pierre, I believe.
All right. Well, I've got Karine is the way that it was sent in the story that I'm looking at, so I don't know, but I'll go with what I got because that's the way they wrote it. Now, the first week has gone from bad to worse for this young lady after she fumbled multiple questions. Now, wouldn't you know, the one that's got her on her toes is the infamous Peter Ducey.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Peter Ducey, I think, asked a pretty good question about, you know, possible violence regarding the Roe v. Wade draft opinion. But, of course, what if it's the actual opinion? Does she see any threat from pro-abortion forces? And her response was quite interesting, to say the least. She, overall, Captain, she does not seem to be doing well at the podium. I hate to say, you know, it's hard to see somebody who's not really connecting, it seems.
Well, let's listen to what she did say. Do you have that there?
I do. We'll hear Peter Ducey's question and then part of her answer. So here we go. Here's Ducey.
Bulletin now that DHS is worried if Roe v. Wade is overturned, there could be violence against the Supreme Court building or Supreme Court justices. Are these threats from pro-abortion activists or anti-abortion activists?
So look, the president is clear on this question. He believes the right to peacefully protest in this country is fundamental. But he also believes that violence, threats, and intimidation have no place in political discourse anywhere. That is true whether it is in front of a courthouse or in front of a healthcare clinic. And that's the thing. I feel it seems like to us it is very one-sided on what we call out as intimidation or as violence. So we want to make sure we're calling out on both sides of what is happening and what we're seeing. While protests have been peaceful to date, the Department of Justice has U.S. Marshals providing support to support court-martial, and the President believes Congress should pass the legislation to fund increased security for court and judges as soon as possible. Yesterday, in reference to this, Department of Homeland Security...
So she kind of goes on from there in the sense that what she's doing, Captain, is she's having to revert to her policy binder or her, you know, her printed material.
Exactly.
In order to try to answer this question. You can always tell when someone's reading something rather than speaking about it. And so it's very concerning that she is sort of relying on that. And also, I think because she's reading it and saying what she's saying, she's trying to divert the notion that people are actually concerned about. Will there be protests, not just protests, but violence that could spill over into cities or communities en masse throughout the United States as a result of this possible Supreme Court decision? And that's where she's, deflecting, and that's where she's trying, I think, to go somewhere else with this and make it sound like a process. Well, he's calling for this, and he's going to ask for this money and what this kind of stuff. None of that is answering the question, really.
Well, everybody should feel really good about this because Attorney General Garland actually met with Supreme Court officials on the justice's security as the Roe tensions are rising, because it looks as if they're going to come to a decision very soon, and it looks like as if they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
That I think that is likely coming down the pike here, and when that does happen, I think you will see a lot of unrest as a result of that. But also, Captain, part of that is because it's being ginned up with this notion that this is an overturn and the abortion will be completely illegal. Well, what's happening is, again, it's going back to the states. And so I think that's being sort of deliberately avoided by many of those on the left and the Democrat Party elite, because I think they want that kind of outrage to just sort of fester, and that's not a good thing at all.
Well, the House did pass a bill this week, a day or so ago, on domestic terrorism and hate crimes, and that does give a little bit more teeth to the subject matter that we're talking about here. However, will they enforce it?
Well, that's a very good question. If you noticed in what Jean-Pierre said, with the notion that, well, you know, we all have sort of a different idea of what constitutes, you know, the violence or the protest. You know, they're just paraphrasing her there. I thought that was also quite interesting that somehow, again, it's very subjective, especially to the Democratic left. And they will not, I think, come out and simply say, this is wrong. It's wrong to try to intimidate the Supreme Court justices under any circumstances. Yes, they're going to get out in front of the Supreme Court. They can have signs and protest and this kind of stuff. But going to their homes, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, has President Biden specifically said, stay away from their homes, everybody. This isn't the way we do things in this country.
No.
Not at all.
No.
But you bet your bottom dollar.
And there's a law against that, by the way.
Well, of course there is, but bet your bottom dollar if they were in front of Sotomayor's home because somebody didn't like some decision she put an opinion on, that President Biden would be calling for exactly that, as would you, as would I, as would all any decent people would say.
Now, Ron DeSantis, our governor in Florida, put on an absolute clinic yesterday after Florida Dem Nikki Fried compared him to a communist dictator. Now, she is totally out of line and off her rocker, and she's the one that's the Marxist big time. And I hope, I don't care if it's her or Charlie Crist that get the nomination on the Democratic side, because I'm telling you, Ron DeSantis is going to hand them their lunch.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. And that's an interesting kind of an insult they're trying to levy at him, because it shows they don't have any gas in the tank.
Well, speaking of gas... Guess what's happened since Monday?
Well, I know that the wholesale price of gas, I think, has fallen quite significantly.
30 cents a gallon. It's gone from $4.02 on Monday and Tuesday to $3.72 a gallon right now at the refinery. It's dropped 30 cents a gallon. Have you seen anything come down at the pumps?
Well, no, as a matter of fact. In fact, Captain, earlier today, I had to get gas. And at the station we had to stop at $6.39 a gallon.
Well, you would now think.
You
would think when it drops 30 cents a gallon that something would happen at the pumps.
Well,
And I haven't seen it.
Right. And I think it's important to point out, as we've been talking about here over the last few days on a couple of different occasions, was this notion that the oil companies aren't setting that price. It's set by the individual operators, but you're right. Why isn't it translating? Is it because they're not anticipating it to stay lower for any length of time?
Could be. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. By the way, diesel is diesel is... $3.67 a gallon. It's come down too, but not much. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Got it, love, so sweet.
ZZ Top. Give me all your loving. And they got that fancy-dancy red car there, that coupe, Kyle, in the video. That's really something to see.
It really is. Yes, that is a 1933 Ford coupe, I believe. Billy Gibbons was a big car guy, and so that's why I think one of the reasons they featured something like that in the video. And of course, that car was 50 years old when that video came out in 1983.
Wow. All righty, let me read this and turn it over to you. Severe scattered thunderstorms are likely Thursday afternoon into Thursday night across portions of the upper Midwest and from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Carolinas. Early season heat with likely record high temperatures will persist across the southern tier of the U.S. today, including where I'm at, and it will extend into the Ohio Valley, the Middle Atlantic, and Northeast on Friday and Saturday. What's going on out west, Kyle? I think I see that storm out there in your neighborhood.
We definitely have. Looks like we got a gale warning coming in off the coast here in Southern California. It actually goes on all the way up, pretty much all the way to the top of the northern part of California. We've also got, of course, the word is wind, really, across the west tonight. We've got wind all through Nevada and down into Arizona, it looks like. But we've also got wind in southern Idaho, a lot of wind around Idaho Falls. So if you're traveling in that area, you've got a wind advisory. You've got also winter storm warning, by the way, up in the Helena area in Montana. And that's going to go all the way up to the Canadian border. And, of course, wind advisory for our friends in Missoula and even down U.S. Highway 93 towards Stevensville and down to Salmon. So you have that happening. We've also got a winter weather advisory coming out of Seattle. So if you're coming across I-90 east out of Seattle, you're going to run into that winter weather advisory. And we do have some active rain in that area just west of Seattle, which also turns into some snow. Doesn't look like too much of it is really going to impact the interstate at this point because it's keeping a little bit north of that. But, of course, things can change and switch around. We've also got some rain. I saw someone on the map earlier. Some of it's dissipated. We saw some in Wyoming earlier, but back into the Montana area, Bozeman, also Red Lodge, you've got rain, mixture of rain and sleet as well there. Of course, we have hot, dry weather in the southwest tonight, as we've seen over the last several nights, and especially also in southern Colorado, but around Denver, for our friends in Denver right now, winter storm watch is happening right there. Winter weather advisory heading east out on I-70 towards Glenwood Springs, where it turns more into a wind advisory after that. So be careful out there.
Well, I know where the rain went. It's down in Oklahoma right now and on the southern portion of Kansas, because halfway across Oklahoma, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and you've got a tornado watch right now west of Oklahoma City around El Reno. And be advised of that, and that's active right now going on. It also goes up just over the Kansas line, maybe about 10 miles or so for about a 100-mile stretch east-west, with the bullseye being Oklahoma City, which is what it's closing in on right now. We'll see what happens, but anyway, that's what's going on there. You guys and gals on I-40 and I-35, you should be seeing a lot of lightning. That's what you're running into. Now, again, up in Minnesota. Now, tonight, we don't have the problem that we've had in North Dakota with the flooding. It finally stopped up there, so kudos to the, you know, the weather cooperating up there. But in Minnesota, west of, up in north of the Twin Cities, and about a 100-mile-long stretch right now west of Duluth, we've got flooding going on still along the Canadian border up there. And we have a very unsettled weather pattern right now that I can see through the central part of Indiana down into the central part of Kentucky. We've got some flood warnings there around Ashland, Kentucky right now. Moving down into Georgia, we've got an area north and west of Atlanta, probably up around Kennesaw and over west towards the Alabama line, where we've got a fog advisory right now. We've got a dense fog advisory, and that's because of the warm weather and the cold weather meeting together up at a cooler temperature, rather. But the warm, really warm weather is moving in there right now, just like it's been down here for the last couple of days. Going up the East Coast, Chesapeake Bay, got a little bit of fog up through there. Got a little bit of fog scattered along the coastline around Long Island, Connecticut, and parts of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and up towards Maine, Portland, Brunswick, that air, Bangor, fog along the shoreline, if you will, right now. And other than that, things aren't looking too bad. One little area, maybe, down around Brownsville in Texas along the water's edge where we might have some rough seas at the moment. Looks like as if we got some wind down in there. All right, and Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, and make sure you talk about that card because, again, I'm going to be going to probably this weekend. I'm going to stop by my favorite Flying J again and see what I got for points. I could do it on a computer if I want, come to think of it, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, they have a customer login when you sign up on the My Rewards Plus app, as a matter of fact. And folks, this is you hear every morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. The Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You know, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. And the My Rewards Plus app is also the best fuel rewards app on the road today. So you definitely want to check it out. You can download it from the App Store or get it on Google Play for your Android device, and you can start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And you just heard the captain mention the fuel card. Well, we talked about, I think on the last program, we talked about a small business axle fuel card for like landscaping or fleets of car sales fleets and so forth. But the great fuel card for trucking is the axle fuel card. Now you definitely want to check this out because you're going to get great rates. You're going to have peace of mind and security about your purchases, and you're going to be able to, build up points and just really have a great fuel card that is designed for truckers. So definitely check it out. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's all one word. PilotFlyingJ.com. And there you'll also find other great information. You can use the locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. But simply go there today, check out all these great things, the fuel card, and also, of course, the rewards card as well, the rewards program. Definitely want to do that. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Well, now, with this new vehicle that I'm getting, and I'm getting a Murano, folks. I've had them before, but I'm getting another Murano. It's got a 20-gallon tank. Now, I've been dealing with a 10-gallon tank with a 2-gallon, what they call splashover, with the Escape that I was driving. And now it's going to be 20 gallons. So it's going to cost me, let's see, $4. It's going to cost me damn near $100 if I run it down to the 20-gallon mark. I don't think so. I'm going to be a little bit more careful than that. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I certainly hope that you're having a great day wherever you're at. You guys out there in the roads, guys and gals, are doing good as well. I'll be back after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.